Kerabosa, good and Erev Shabbos. Today's daf is Ksubas Daf Beis. Very exciting. Let's start with Ksubas, as Chazal talk about it as Shas Katan. As you'll notice, the Masechta jumps from topic to topic seamlessly all over the place. That's why they gave it that nickname. It's like, you know, a little tiny bit of Shas in a Masechta, as opposed to, let's say, for example, Yevamos, or certainly some of the other Masechtas that we saw in Moed that are pretty linear for the most part. Now, obviously, Ksubas will talk a lot about Ksuba and all those types of things, the things related to marriage and Nisuin, whereas we have a Masechta called Kiddushin for the first stage of marriage. There's no Masechtas called Nisuin, so we're going to have a lot of those Nisuin, Ksuba type issues. So you definitely have a lot of that, but we do have, as you'll see already on the first daf, we will jump around quite a bit to other areas and Shas topics. So it is very exciting to get started with that. Just a word of introduction before we see the first Mishnah. A woman who willingly cheats on her husband after they had just Kiddushin, right? Not even Nisuin, but just even the first stage of marriage. So she is usher to him, and they need to get divorced. No questions asked, right? If it was willing. Obviously, if it was not willing, then there's a whole discussion. Right, you get a Kohen. We talked about differences between a Kohen in that regard, that if that the Kohen is regardless is not allowed to stay married, but if it was a Yisrael, so then she's allowed to stay married if she was raped, God forbid, etc. The second thing to mention is that if, let's say, a husband, as we're going to talk about over here in the Mishnah, marries his wife and he finds out, he thought she was a besula, he thought she was a virgin, but finds out on the wedding night that she is, in fact, not a virgin. So here, the Mishnah is going to say that he's going to come to Beis Din, and we'll talk about that exactly what the purpose is, but basically what we're concerned, she's not ushered to him immediately. There are two concerns, as Tosos, if you look at the long Tosos over here, points out, and Tosos Dibur Maskul She'im, that there are two sfeikos here. The question is whether it happened when they were married or not, or maybe it happened before they were married, or whether it was rape or not, whether it was willing or not, or maybe there's some sort of medical issue, right? Maybe she was, or maybe she was horseback riding and lost her virginity. Okay, either way, meaning that what we're just to point out is when the Mishnah says that if he finds that she didn't have a virginity, it doesn't mean necessarily that the marriage is done for. Just something to keep in mind. Okay, fine. Let's see the Mishnah. Now, Besula Nises Liyom Haravi, a virgin would get married back in the day on Wednesday, and an almana, a widow, would get married on Thursday. Now, if the top Tosafim analyze the language of the Mishnah, I'm not going to do, if you want to check into pretty much almost every word of the first line, has a Tosafot to check out why it said this, not this. You can do that on your own. That's not, I don't think, the purpose of the Daf Yomi Shir. But basically, a virgin gets married on Wednesday and a widow on Thursday. What's the point? Shepamayim b'Shabbos, twice a week, batidinim yoshvim b'yaros, the Beis Din sits in the big cities, right? We saw this at the beginning of Maseches Megillah. B'yom Hasheni v'Chamishi, on Monday and Thursday. Because we want the next morning, if he would have some sort of claim about her virginity, he would come the next morning to Beis Din. Now, just to explain what the purpose of that would be, right, Tosas already points out that Rashi says that the reason is, if you look at the last two lines of Rashi before the Gemara starts, last three lines, I guess. Right, but when he comes to Beis Din, there'll be some sort of not rumors, but people will hear, oh, there's a court case going on. Maybe Adim can come and clarify. Did this happen? Right, he thought she was a virgin. He found out she wasn't. Maybe we could figure out when it happened. Okay, fine. And Tosus is a different way to understand that so much. He has a couple of kashas over here, but all right. Either way, that's the long Tosus shame. But let's just go with that. Maybe the guy wants to come and figure out, right, when did this happen? Is she ushered to him? Is she not ushered to him? Was it willing? Was it rape? Etc. etc. Okay, that's the point. So that's why a woman gets married on Wednesday, because a virgin gets married on Wednesday, because if there's some sort of claim about her besulim, about her virginity, we're going to use the word besulim because I don't really want to say the word virginity over and over and over. Right? We try to use lashon naki, a clean language. So just a preface. If there's some sort of claim about her besulim, so then he could come early the next morning on Thursday. If you're astute and paying attention, so obviously you would ask, well, then why don't they get married on Sunday? Right? Because Beis Din shows up twice a week, right? So why is she only getting married on Wednesday. Why not get married on Sunday? The Gemara will immediately talk about that in a second. Okay. Amar Gezev, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Mipnei ma amru b'sula niseis liyom haravi. Why did the Mishnah say that a virgin gets married on Wednesday? Now, Tosfos already points out that it doesn't mean ma tam, what's the reason? Right, because the, as you'll see, if you're asking why, so then you'll be pretty disappointed with the answer. Tosfos already here points out what's going on over here. It doesn't mean why, but it means lamai nafkamina. What's the nafkamina? And we'll see in a second that in terms of the husband supporting her, if they missed the wedding date for whatever reason, that's really the shaila over here. Most of the other Rishonim understand that the shaila is not what's the nafkamina, but why not on Sunday? As we'll see in a second, the Gemara in about 10 lines will make this a little bit more clear. But let's just use basically the other Rishonim's understanding. Why only Wednesday as opposed to Sunday? So the first way we try to explain is based on the Mishnah of the fifth Perek. The Fisha Shaninu, because the Mishnah says over there, Higi Azman V'lo Nisu, Ochlus Mishalov Ochlus B'Truma. If for whatever reason they set a wedding day, the Mishnah is going to explain that back in the day, they set a wedding date a year from the Kiddushin, and the guy went and prepped, you know, for marriage, Parnas, etc. And a year later, if the time came and he didn't get married, so then he has to start supporting her, right? Ochlus Mishalov Ochlus B'Truma. If he's a Kohen, he has to give her Truma. That's midaraisa, midarabanan. She doesn't need truma, but okay. I mean, basically, he has to support her if the time for the wedding came and it didn't come. Yachol, you might have thought higi esman becha b'shabbes. If the time came, if a year is up on Sunday, you might have thought yehimalal mazonos that he still has to support her. L'kach shaninu. Therefore, the Mishnah says pesul nisasi yom revi, that a virgin gets married on Wednesday. Amar of Yosef, Rav Yosef says, I understand. Maria davram ribon shalolam tali tanya b'delo tanya. You're basing a Mishnah that was taught on a Mishnah that wasn't taught. Gemara says, what do you mean? Haitanya v'haitanya. Which Mishnah was taught? Which Mishnah wasn't taught? Hatanya v'haitanya. Both of these Mishnahs were taught. That's when you're reading it the first time, I have the tremendous schuss of using my Shana Bet Gemara. We learned the Shana Bet, so I guess it's almost 20 years old. Maybe more than that, I don't know. Ballpark, 20 years old. Anyway, so the first time you're reading that as a Shana Bet Bachar, you're like, Tanya, 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 what's going on over here? But basically, that question is, what do you mean this Mishnah and that Mishnah weren't taught? Both of the Mishnahs are written straight up. You can find it on Daf Nun Zayin. It's right over there. What do you mean it wasn't taught? Ella, no, so what Rav Yosef's question was Tali Tanya de Mefarish Tama, but Tanya de Lo Mefarish Tama. You're asking what the reason is for the Mishnah with a reason, and you're giving it based on a Mishnah that does not have a reason. Right? Our Mishnah says the reason is because we wanted to go to Beis Din. Right? The Mishnah over there does not give any reason in Daf Nun Zayin. What did the Mishnah say? It said, why do you get married on Wednesday? Because if the time comes, he doesn't get married, so then he has to support her. And if it comes on Sunday, that doesn't count. There's no reason there. There's no logic. Meaning, what's going on? Meaning, basically, Rav Yosef says all this back and forth doesn't make sense. It's Elihi it mar hachi it mar. No, rather, this is the following discussion. This is what happened. The discussion between Rav Yehuda and Shmuel and Rav Yosef, etc. It really is like this. Amar Rav Yehuda mar Shmuel. Mepnei ma amru besula nisayz lan maravi. Right. Why do we say that a virgin gets married on Wednesday? Shem Hayelu Tanis Bezulam Hayimashkan the Beis Din. Right? Because we want him to go first thing in the morning, on Thursday morning, to go to Beis Din if he has some sort of claim. But the Shaila was, as we pointed out, V'tinasi Becha B'Shabbos. Why not get married on Sunday? Well, Shem Hayelu Tanis Bezulam Hayimashkan the Beis Din. You could show up on Monday morning and play. You fight all the backlog in court. You can show up on Monday for the same price. So Gemara says, because shaktu chachamim al takanas bnos Yisrael. Chazal were concerned about the Jewish girls. She heitarach besuder shloshi yamim. Echa b'shabes sheni b'shabes shlishi b'shabes. It was v'revi konsa. That Chazal were concerned that the wedding should be mechubedik. That a girl's been dreaming about this her whole life. It shouldn't just be, again, back in the day, didn't bring in a caterer, just shows up with a truck full of food, sets everything up that day. Right? Back then, you needed real time to prepare. You couldn't refrigerate everything, no freezers. So you couldn't just leave it over Shabbos. You didn't have a warehouse of frozen food you could bust out. So you needed Sunday, Monday, Tuesday to prepare a feast. It should be mechubed. And then on Wednesday, you should get married. So yes, in a chenami, you could get married on Sunday. You can go to Beis Din the next day. But there's a concept of shaktu. The Chazal were concerned for Am Yisrael, for the girls, that they should have a proper mechubedik wedding. So therefore, they said, Sunday's out. Only on Wednesday. And now, v'achshav, and now, shishaninu shaktu, now that you have this concept of only getting married on Wednesday, Now, this Mishnah that we taught in the fifth parak, he gives that the husband has to support her if the time for the wedding came and he, for whatever reason, they didn't get married. So then he gives man be'echa b'shavis, right? If the year was up on Sunday, since he's not allowed to get married on Sunday because we want to make sure that the suda is proper, so then he does not have to support her. That's not his fault, right? He only has to start supporting her on Wednesday. So you would calculate the year from whatever day it was, and if it falls out before Wednesday, so that doesn't kick in. The chiyuv to support his wife does not kick in until Wednesday. Says now, continues Rav Yosef, lefichach, therefore, Chalahu, Osha Chalsahi, Osha Pirsanida. Therefore, if you have any other type of onus, any other type of unforeseen circumstance, he got sick, she got sick, or she became Anida. Interesting that they include the third one. That seems to imply that a Chupas Nida is not a good marriage. That's a whole discussion in the Rishonim, whether if the woman is Anida for whatever reason, does the Chupa work, or do they need to get married again? Right. That's a whole discussion. But again, fine. Either way, let's just put that to the side. If something happened that they couldn't get married, he got sick, she got sick, she became Anida, Eino Malam Alam Zonos. He does not have to support her. Comma, or colon, semicolon. V'iga deboila b'miboya. Some people phrased that little two-line phrase that he did as a question and said, oh, maybe he does have to support her. And the question is like this. Chalahu mahu. Let's say he got sick. What's the halacha? Right, hasam time amai. Right, what's the reason over here by this whole, if it falls out on Sunday, you don't have to support her until Wednesday? Mishum danis, v'achanami danis. Well, that's an onus. That's something outside of your realm of control. Chazal said you're not allowed to get married on Sunday. So over here, right, you got sick. What are you supposed to do? Can't get married. So you also don't have to support her. Oh, damar, maybe. Hasam anis tekanta dekinu le'rabanan. Over there is a tekanus chachamim. But ha'chalo, but here has nothing to do with tekanus chachamim. Maybe I should have to support her. Vimtim salomar chalohu ma'ala mazonos. And if you'll tell me that if he got sick, he still has to support her, what about chalsahimahu? What about if she got sick? Mati amale ana hakamina. Can he say, well, listen, I'm standing right here. No, I'm ready to get married. It's not my fault. So he doesn't have to support her. Odoma, or maybe Matsu Amrala nistach basadehu. Or maybe she can say, well, literally that means that your field got flooded, a little bit coarse, but it means that, you know, your property, right? Again, if you're viewing this through the realm of a monetary transaction, obviously this is very, right? The Gemara is very halachic and legally driven, right? We're not talking about the emotions involved, obviously. But legally, right, again, is he like, well, it's not my fault, we're not getting married, so therefore he doesn't have to support her. Or can she say, no, it's your bad luck, right? Just like if you acquire a field and it gets flooded that day after you pay the guy for the field, so then it's your tough luck, buddy. So too over here, you're acquiring a wife, there's a monetary transaction over here. Obviously, there's a lot more. We'll talk about the Chalas Isser, right? Isser, Kinyan Isser, etc., whatever. There's a whole, there's more than, obviously, much more to it than that, but it is, bottom line, also a halachic monetary transaction. And what am I supposed to do, right? It's your bad luck. It's your bad mazel, right? That I got sick. And if you tell me that she can say, well, it's your bad luck that we can't get married and you still have to support me, so what happens if she became a nida? So the Gemara says, just clarifies, if it's her regular period and she's very regular in her normal veset, so that's not a shayla, because then obviously they should have been able to prepare for that. Back in the day, not necessarily at all true nowadays, but back in the day, women were much, much more regular, to the point where you could really predict to the day when the veset, when the period was going to come. So obviously that is not, we're not talking about that. That's not luck. That's, you just should have planned around that. But the Lomas is Amrullah in this talk was today, because she can't say in that case, right, that bad luck, your field got flooded. When it happened randomly at a different time that she was not expecting her period. My, what's the din? Since it didn't happen at the normal time, maybe she can say, well, it's bad luck, just bad mazel, and it's your fault. It's, you know, it's not anybody's fault, but what are you going to do? Or maybe came into Ika Nashi to come as Shani Vestayu, or maybe because there are women who are not regular, so Kishaz Vesta Dami. So that could be like their regular period. Sometimes some women are 30 days even, some women are 35, 45, 25, right, all over the place. So maybe that's like a regular time, right, and therefore he would not have to pay. So Pashat Rav Achai, so Rav Achai answered, he, again, this Shaila, according to this version of Rabbi Yosef's statement, right? Rabbi Chai answered the question. He is man v'lonisu ochlos mishalov alochus betruma. Right? What did that Mishnah that we quoted in the fifth parak say? If the time came to get married and they didn't get married, lo nisu. This is a Hebrew grammar thing that I'm not so good on, but I'll try to explain it as best I can. It said lo nisu, which translates as they weren't married. Right, oklus mishalov oklus betruma. Then he surpassed the supporter. Lo nasu lokatani, but nasu means would be from the guy's perspective that he married her. Right, nisu is more passive, is they were married. That seems to apply for the woman because the guy does right the ma'aseh kiddushin, right, areya, because actually gives her the ring, etc. So does the nisu v'chuli v'chuli. The woman gets married. So since that's the language, it says gets married. So that seems to imply that it's the ikuva, the hindrance, the what's it called? The fact that they're not getting married is from her side. So what's the case of that? Either come akvan inhi, if she's just deliberately delaying the marriage, so am I all close mishlobok with Betruma? Why in the world would the husband have to support her, right? That's what we said. If they got the time came to get married and they didn't get married, so then he has to support her. Well, if she's saying I'm not down yet, I'm not ready yet, so why should she get supported? It must be that there's some sort of onus, like we discussed, figatani, and the Mishnah says, right, oklus mishalov, oklus betruma, that he has to support her. So clearly we see that an onus, right, he would have to support her. Right, and that's against, right, what we said before, right? The first version of Rav Yosef was, right, the statement was, ain't a malamala mazonos, that he does not have to support her. Here, Rav Chai says there was a question. Rav Chai says, actually, he, according to our Mishnah, he would have to support her. Rav Ashi says, like we said before with the original statement, right? He does not have to support her in that case if there's some sort of onus and they can't get married. And really, he's the one who's delaying the marriage, so therefore you can't use our Mishnah, the Mishnah in the fifth parak to prove anything. So what about the language? So why did it say nisu, nasu? Why did it seem to imply that it's coming from the woman's side and not the man's side? Really should have said lo nasu because it's coming, the delay is coming from the man. And that makes a lot of sense. If the man is delaying the marriage, then he has to support his wife. So why do we say lo nisu? Because vayditani resha vidithu taninami seifa viditi. Since the beginning of that Mishnah, starts talking about the woman, right? So too, the second part of the Mishnah, the Seifa, also says it from the woman's point of view. Just to read that Mishnah for a second, right? On in Zion, the Mishnah starts that Nosin Lubisula, Shnemus Rachodesh, Mishaba, Haba, Lefarnes, Mishativa. Mishativa Baal Leparnei says Zatzma. Right, we give the Abasula 12 months, right, so the Baal can kind of get Parnassa started, to start for the Suda and the Chuppah, etc., and start building a life. So that's the beginning of the Mishnah. So since we started talking about the woman, Nosin LeBasula, so we also will say Nisu. Okay, fine, good. Now Amar Rava. Rava says, let's take our first leap through the wormhole here, and start jumping all over Shas. Rava gets us going. He says, "Ula'inin getin inokin," and it's not true about a get. What's not true about a get? So Rashi explains. If you look at the last wide line up top, right? Alafichachoy. He's going on the lafichach. We skip a couple of lines. Ein tanis ones moelis. That the claim of ones does not work by a get. Meaning you might say, according to some of these Lashonos, that, oh, there's an ones, there's some sort of ones here, he can't get married, so you can claim it's not their fault, someone got sick, therefore he doesn't have to support her. But by get, a claim of, it's not my fault, there's an ones here, doesn't work. Now, what in the world is going on over here? What do you mean it's not my fault? Like, that the marriage fell apart? No, that's not what we're talking about. As we'll see in a second, sometimes Gitin, we haven't learned it yet, but we'll learn it now. Sometimes Gitin can be phrased or were phrased based on a tenai, based on a condition. For example, a husband would go on some sort of Parnassa trip overseas. Back then, very dangerous. So he would give his wife, here is a get on the condition that I don't come back in a year. Right? If I'm not back in a year, this is a get. Again, they wanted to protect the wife from Aguna situations, etc. Not even with any wishes to dissolve the marriage whatsoever, but just practically, right? It made sense, right? Sometimes when they would go out to war, this was common. So basically, there wasn't an unheard of thing, right? That get should be done all tonight. That here is your get if X, Y, and Z. So let's say I don't come back in a year. Let's say the guy is ready to come back in a year, but there's an onus. Right, easy. Comes to town on the last day, and there's a tornado or a sandstorm or whatever, and he can't get back. So does that count? Says Rava, that doesn't matter. You can't claim there was an ones, and therefore, in that case, if you were stuck outside of the city because of a tornado, so then that doesn't help, and the get is chal. The get works. You can't be like, oh, but I meant to come back, and it wasn't my fault. I couldn't get it. No, and the get, you can't say that. You can't say that an ones. Right, it doesn't matter. You can't say anything that it was beyond my control to come back. Therefore, the get shouldn't work. No, the get does work. You can't claim it wasn't your fault that you didn't come back. So Alma Kesav Rava, in Ones Begin. Apparently, Rava holds, back in the Gemara, right, that there is no ones by get. That a claim of ones, a claim of it's not my fault, doesn't help. So Gemara says, Minali le Rava ha. How does Rava know this? So now we're going to basically, we're not going to get to the end here, but we're going to bring a couple of possibilities and we'll figure it out, Mr. Shem, I think tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken. We're not going to get to it today. So how does Rava know this? So, if you tell me from the following Mishnah and getting, if a guy gives his wife and says, this is your get if I don't come back in 12 months, and he dies in that time period, well, he didn't come back, but it says the Mishnah ain't no get. That's not a get. So apparently, what do you see? That mezu the ain't no get. Hachala reza get. But that's only if he died. If he got sick and it was an ones and he couldn't come back, apparently we don't care about that. And therefore, since he didn't come back, it is a good get. So apparently, maybe that's Rava's source. Kumar says, no, maybe the diak you just made, that it's only if he died that it's not a good get. But if he got sick, it is a good get. Maybe it's not true. Maybe if he got sick, it's also not a get. Right? All the Mishnah is trying to teach us is that the ingel achamisa, that you can't divorce someone after you're dead. Right? That there are two ways to get out of a marriage, get and the death of the husband, and those are mutually exclusive. Right? You can't give a get after a person dies. That's what the Mishnah is trying to teach us. So the Gemara says, ingel achamisa, hatanai resha. What do you mean? We have a different Mishnah, right, in Gittin, that teaches that there is no such thing as a get after death. Right? Because the Mishnah says, harei ze gitechim maasi, right? If this is my get, this is your get if I die. This is your get if I die from this illness. This is, if you say the language, meaning if you use any of these languages in a get, this is your get after death. That's nothing. So we learned that already. So why in the world would you have to teach me in the first Mishnah that we quoted that in get lacharmisa, that there's no get after a person passes away? So Gemara says, Dilma love hukri me rabu seinim. Maybe, in Echanami, to exclude, to show me that we don't paskin like the rabu seinim. The Tanya, like within the Brisa of Rabbi Seinu, he did really not say. The Rabbi Seinu say that you are allowed to get remarried because the guy didn't show up. So death is not, doesn't matter. Yesh get lachar misa. So maybe that second Mishnah was simply coming to reinforce and to show that we don't paskin like the Rabbi Seinu, right? And therefore, yes, in Echanami, we learned once that in get lachar misa, but we said it again to make sure we don't paskin like the Rabbi Seinu. Verminen, we just mentioned, by the way, man Rabbi Seinu, who is this? Shita. So I'm reviewing the Mashmuel, Beidina desharu mishcha. It's the Beis Din that allowed the oil. I'll explain that in a second. Sarvi like Rabbi Yossi, Damar Zman Shol Shtar Mochiyach Olav. And they hold like Rabbi Yossi because they hold that the Shtar, the Zman, the Shtar, proves it, meaning that that the Zman of the Shtar, you see that it didn't happen after the guy died. The date on the Shtar proved that it was given right before he left. And that's when she would, that she would be divorced. So that's what they would hold, that the get is almost retroactive. What's it called? Just to explain what. Sorry, one second. Sorry. Just to explain what the Beis Din that allowed the oil was. It's actually something that you may have heard of, right? We know that there are certain halachos that we don't eat food of goyim. There's something called stamienam that perhaps you're familiar, that wine. handled by goyim we don't eat. There's something called chalavakum that we don't eat. Some people, you know, are machmir to not drink chalav stam, right? That milk of a goy. So they had other items that were also included in this. And one of them used to be shemen, used to be oil. Mishka is shemen, is oil. And so this Beis Din said, no, that's not a thing. We're not going to do that anymore. We don't have to be worried that if you eat the oil of a goy, then you're going to come and hang out with him and party with him or whatever. So, okay, fine. So basically we're still stuck without Rava's source that ein ones begitin, that a person cannot claim that there's an ones begitin. So Allah means the seifa. Maybe it's from the second part of that Mishnah, because then what does that say? That says, me'achshav im lobasi mikamva yud beis kodesh u'meis p'sok shnemesar kodesh harizaget. From this point on, meaning not that the get should be chal, that the get should fall out after the guy dies, but if I don't come back in 12 months, you should be divorced from now, meaning from, let's, I guess, the day the guy left on his journey. If he dies within those 12 months, so that would work, because, again, in the first case, it doesn't work because we're assuming that the get kicks in after the guy dies. That we don't allow. But if the condition is that it is a get from now, from today, right? If I don't come back in 12 months, and when the guy doesn't come back in 12 months because he died in the middle of it, then the get kicks in retroactively and she was divorced 12 months ago. So that is a good get. And so the Gemara learns, well, Mesu Adin L'Chala. Maybe that's true also if he got sick. And therefore, you can't claim you got sick. You can't claim that there's an ones that's here. And therefore, the Tznai, it kicks in. Ain't ones begitin. There's no claim of ones by a get. So Gemara says, no, Dilma Meis Dafka. Maybe that dik's not good either. Maybe it's only if he died. Right? Dilo Nichale Titipol Kabay Yavam. Because we don't want him to fall for the Yavam. Because maybe only in that case where he didn't want her to have to marry the Yavam, the brother. Right, that's why he wrote it like that. But maybe, right, I mean, the Mishnah is being very specific. Maybe you can't necessarily learn anything to the case of Ones from that Mishnah, because that Mishnah was being very, very specific, because we don't want to, in that case, right, we're going to say that it is a good get, l'mafre. Okay. We're going to stop here, and we'll go, we're going to stop here. Mitzvah Shem, we'll go right there, and Mitzvah Shabbos. Have a great Shabbos and a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.